We are learning Maseches Baba Basra, Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, and we are starting four lines from the bottom, Chav Ches Amud Beis. We learned that in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel, who says that you could have three crops is enough of a chazaka, Rabbi Shmuel learns that from Shar HaMu'ud. That Shar HaMu'ud, learn from Shar HaMu'ud, just like there three times makes a new status. It used to be a regular Shar, a calm Shar. Now it's a Shar Nachon. How did it happen with three times? Same thing when it comes to a property. That if you muchzik that three times the Baal was not Meicha, and he's not going to be Meicha, and you have a taina that you bought it, that's enough. What's called three times? Three crops. And therefore, Rabbi Shmuel says, if there were three crops, you harvested the grapes and the olives and the figs, that's enough, and there's a chazakah. But the Rabbanon say, you need 3 full years. So according to the Rabbanon, what three years of crops at least, because it could be you could stem with other Rabbi Shmuel, maybe of 18 months, it could be you could stem with that. But you need 3 years of crops. You need 3 years. Where's the makar for 3 years when it comes to chazaka according to the Rabbanon? Now up the four lines on the bottom. The Rabbanon my Om Rav Yosef, Kro Ksiv. There's a pasuk that says by Yirmiyah is telling Klal Yisrael, this is in the 10th year of Tzidkiyo, in the 11th year of Tzidkiyo, they're going to go into Golos, and he told them, one day you're going to come back. But you're going into Golos now, for a long time. And Mietz Hashem, you're going to come back for a second Beis Hamikdash. And to show B'tachon, I want you to buy properties. But the problem is that you're not going to be here for 3 years. You're not going to have a chazaka. So therefore, write a shtar. And we see from there, this din of chazaka. The pasuk says, Om Rav Yisrael Kroksiv, Sodois Ba'Kesef Yiknu, V'Kesoyiv Ba'Sefer V'Chasoyim, V'Hoyir Edim. So he says, write a shtar and aid him. Now, why do you have to do that? So, what's the reason? And he's being mazal for 10 and 11th year. So you see that chazak is in 3 years. How do you see chazak is in 3 years? So the Rishonim speak out very geshmak. He said he should have told them in the 9th year then to write a shtar. But he only told them in the 10th year. Because until then, he said, any property you buy, you'll have a chazak, we'll know it's yours. But Lamaisa, if you're not going to be here for chazak, you're going to have to hold on to your shtar. So he said, make sure you write a shtar. So it's a raya, it's a chazakah of Gimel Shonim. Because in the 10th, 11th year, that's needed a shtar. But if you be here 12th year, that would be enough, really. Omle Abaya, what's the raya? Domahosim, Eitz HaTayva Kamashlam. Eitz HaTayva. That, what's the Eitz HaTayva? That you don't have to come onto the chazakah. Chazakah, you have to be Edim, that they saw you here. Here, it's much better just have a shtar. He's telling you, just save your shtar. It's Eitz HaTayva. A tapach of Tesam Ralf. Do the Tema Halchi. He told them also, part of Yirmiyah's thing that he was telling them, and this is in a different parak, parak of Tess, he tells the people in Bavel, benu batim v'shevu, build houses and live there, v'nitu neganes, and plant gardens, v'ichlu esperion. Why? Because he's talking about the people in Bavel. He says, you know, why are you staying there for 70 years? So make yourself heimish there. So what do you tell me there? There's a halacha there? Teretz says, it's taiva. They're telling Mahachi, benu batim v'shevu, v'nitu neganes, my and teida that the whole etza of v'kasoy v'chasoyim to write a star is a etza toiva. Teida chesiv says in the pasuk that he told them also v'nasatem b'kli cheres leman yamdu yom rabim. Put it into kli cheres. He's telling him how to protect it. Like what's that to do with anything? It's not a halacha here. It's a etza toiva kamash v'lon. The whole point was like Rashi says teida chol atzmai hoya yoga leatzim etza toiva. Give him an eitz toiva. The kamalu nami makom gedis even told him where to put it. So it's not a riot. The chazaka gemal shanim elam rava anu pshar and chazaka shasa kamaisa meichel inish. It's a svara. Rava saying it's a svara, and we'll explain when we finish the gemara. We'll explain exactly what how this chazaka works. Elam rava shasa kamaisa machel. One year you can say he wasn't meichel because he's meichel. Machel inish. He's meichel. Yeah, no problem. Take my property. Tarti meichel. 2 years also, it's not a raya that he wasn't Meichel because he's Meichel. Last 3 years, we're not Meichel, he's Meichel. And Midiloy Meichel must be that since he didn't say anything, it must be it belongs to the squatter who's sitting there on the property. That's what Rava says. Because 1 year is Meichel, 2 years is Meichel, 3 years is not Meichel already. Omle Abaya, Elamiyato, if that's true, so let's say after 2 years he comes to be Meichel. What's the halacha? He gets the property back, right? Because he needs 3 years. Does he get the payers back also? So the halacha is, El miyato kihod ara tahad v'amim peri. You shouldn't. If after 2 years, the owner says, "By the way, it's my field. Enough, get out. I'm evicting you." So you shouldn't have to give the peris back. Why? Because he was meichel the first 2 years. And Rav Nachman is not like that. Alam Rav Nachman Hodra Arav, Hodra Peri. You have to give back the property and the Peris. So obviously there's no Mechila here. So to Gemara, Elam Rava, and from now on, we're going to have the Rashbam. It says, Ad Kam Peris Rashi, and from now on, it'll be Peris of the Rashbam, which is Rashi's grandson, and it's a big Arichas, the Rashbam. Elam Rava, Shosa Kamaisa, Loi Kopadinish. A different shot. The first year, a person is not makbid. Not that he's meichel. He's just not makbid. He's not makbid of what you go into his property. And he's not meichel, but he's not going to, he'll leave you alone. 1 year is not makbid. Tarti loy kopit. Plus, a third year is kopit already. Then he will not be quiet. Impossible to be quiet. And he will be, and he'll get you right out. And so therefore, by 3 years, if he didn't get you out, it must be, there's a chazaka, it must belong to you. Yeah, if you got the Paris. You're not Moichel, the Paris, not Moichel, he's not Makbid, not Moichel. He's not Makbid, he knows he'll get the Paris back, you know, no problem. You want to be on my property, no problem. Eat the Paris, no problem. You're hungry, go to Givaldi. But I'm gonna get you soon. But after 3 years already, then you're Makbid. After 3 years, you're Makbid already. Omle Abai Al Miato, going Hani de Bebao Yashiv, that family was very Makbid on people. The Kapti Phil Mandachal of Mitzvah, they used to start screaming if some of you walked on their property line, a Mitzvah to do. You say it right there, is that the altar, it's a chazaka? You say there, it's the altar, because there, it's already a raya right away, because they always makbid. If they didn't say anything, right away it's a chazaka. Is that true? Then you can't say the chazal say chazaka is 3 years, you can't say, oh, it depends. Then you're ready, it depends on every person. It doesn't sound like that. The final pshat. Shasta kamaisa mizdar nish b'shtar. 1 year a person could watch a shtar. Tarti v'tlas mizdar. 2 or 3 years you could watch it. You can keep your documents for 3 years. That's possible. Tfei, already loy mizdar. It's very hard to keep your documents for so long. And therefore, after 3 years, it's a chazaka. So that's the pshat Rava says. Because you can't keep a shtar for 3 years. Now what's pshat in this chazaka? So there's a lot of pshatim, but there's basically two pshatim in the Rishonim. The Rosh and the Ksais explains this way, holds it like this. We feel bad for a property owner that he has to start storing his stuff for so long. So we say 3 years is enough to keep his shtar. After that is the chazaka, and you don't have to keep it anymore. And it's the original owner says, oh, it's not fair, where's the shtar? No, you should have been meicha. It's your fault. You were meicha, but I feel we made it comes from that after 3 years, since it's hard to watch a shtar, it's a chazaka. That's the way the Rosh learns. The Ramban learns like this. The Ramban learns shmak upshai. He says, Be'etzem, mid the loy micha, really, even 1 day already, is a riot says. Someone goes into your property, you're quiet, it's a riot says. The only problem is, we have a riot if I can't. Because where's your shtar? Ach v'shtarcha. It's a tiny fakir. Good, there's like a glayim adava, it doesn't belong to me anymore because I wasn't meicha, but it's not yours either. Where's your shtar? So the first year we still have this stalemate. You know, it's the middle of meicha, and all the hand you have ach v'shtarcha. Second year also. Third year ready, there's no more ach v'shtarcha anymore because he couldn't watch it anymore, and that's why it's chazaka. Those are two pshatim, and they're showing him why it's chazaka. Yeah.
When
I'm who? The owner?
No,
tomorrow we'll talk about that. So the Gemara's going to say, tomorrow we'll talk about that. When I have sukkahs about that. He went away. If that's the Gemara of Chavar Isla, you should have heard about it. But there is a Gemara that says that if you're in a different place where there's no traffic from there to there, there's no mail from there to there, Echanami, it's not a chazaka. It's not a chazaka. And even according to El Kulam, it would be like that. Because everyone's really totally with Loi Micha. Even if you're the Rosh, who says you have to keep the star, you have to keep the star. If you know that the guy's not around, you have to make sure to keep your star. Because the guy couldn't be Micha. So you know the guy's around, not around, you have to keep your star.
It's keeping the star for 3 years. Is
yeah, Matthias, yeah, it's Matthias.
No,
you don't have to. It's Matthias. A person can't keep something more than 10 minutes. So 3 years, sure, it's too long. It's very hard to keep things. Unless the guy's a hoarder, he doesn't keep things for so long. So that's the word. People don't keep for so long. They didn't have such big houses either then. They couldn't keep some of their stuff. Omle Abaya, now that we're establishing that it's because of the svar of not keeping the star, El Miata, Machos Loy Fonov, Loy Teva, Loy Tav Macha. It should not be a Macha. He's saying, look, because he could say, Omle Machos Ma'apoy, Mazar Mashtaroy. He's saying, till now we learned. Until now, we say, let's say, Mechilo Akpeda. Then it's Pashat Macha works like a fun of. Why? What's the point of Macha? just to show that I am Makbid. Don't tell him I'm Makbid, I'm Makbid. So all I can do is Machar for Avedim, and now we know I'm Makbid. But now they were saying that it's really the new guy, the Lekeach, has to hold the star. So how can a Machar shloi be fun of help? He has to know. He says, if you did it for me, I would have done the star. Samar says, no, you do know about it. You knew about the Macha. There's a Chavra, Chavra, Islay, and therefore, you should have known about it. And there is the Macha does help, because you would have known about it, you should have watched the star. Shwama Gemara, Yamar Avuna, Shali Shonim, Sha'amru, who, Shali Shonim, Sha'amru, who, Sha'achlam, and Shufais. These 3 years have to be consecutive. That means, you can't move in for a year, move out for a year, come back for a year, and move in for a year. If it's, even though it's 3 years altogether, if it's not consecutive, it's not a chazaka. Because there, you could say, the guy, the Baal HaSodah, was not Moicha, because he says, you know what, I saw that you're not really there. You leave it, you left the year, you're not really planning on squatting in forever. You always leave. So Rav Huna says, it has to be Ritzufas. Our Mishnah says like that. Tanina. Chaskasun Shalishalam Yoyim Yoyim. Our Mishnah says, 3 years, Miyoyim Yoyim. So Akhtemar, Mao, the Tamam. So it says, Miyoyim Yoyim, it has to be 3 full years. Maybe Yom Yom just Lafuke, the 18 months of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says 18 months, but by a sada of a Baal, they're saying these things need 3 full years. But maybe you don't have to have a 3 years consecutive. You can have 3 years, 1, 3, 6 is enough. Maybe that's enough. Kamash Lor of Huna, no. Maotem Yom Yom Lafuke Mekatois, that's why it says Yom Yom, Loyal Mephilim Fazaras, be even spread out. Kamash Malon, no, you need 3 consecutive years. You need 3 consecutive years. And the Gemara says, Amarav Chama, Moida Rav Huna, Rav Huna is Moida, but Asri, the Muvri Bagi, that if it's a type of city where people leave the field fallow for a year, sometimes it's healthy for the field to have a fallow year, an empty year. So the minig there is, they do 1, then the next year they leave empty, and then 2, and then 3, and then leave empty, and then 6. That's what they do. They do 1, 3, and 5. 1, 3, and 5, as they do, 1, 3, and 5. So then, it's a good chazaka. Obviously, you need the 1, 3, and 5. You need all 5 years, or you need the 6 years, whatever. You need 3 years of, it's not really 6 years, you need 3 years of tfua, but the 1 year in between is not a shter. It's because I'm doing, you know why I left it open? Because that's the minute. And you can't say, I didn't chap. So to Rashbam Bavarans, and he says a chiddush. He says, Iton idach, I came in the middle of 3 years, my soul was empty. So I wasn't Maicha. My soul was empty. So the Rashbam answers that here he saw that he didn't near. Even on a year when they leave it fallow, they plow the field. It's called near. They do a plowing. And you saw the field was plowed. Therefore, you shouldn't have been Maicha. Others don't say you need that to speak out. But Akapanam, the point is like this. Rav Huna says it has to be consecutive. Zokhti Gemara, Moidir Rav Huna, if it's normal to have an empty year, then that's part of the Chazaka. And it's not a time. It doesn't break up the Chazaka. Zokhti Gemara, Pshita. It's partial, Luchar, no? Pshita. Lechvich, the Ikin, the Mover, Ikin, the Mover. Not everyone in the city leaves the properties fallow. Vahai Gavar Mover. That guy was one of the guys left it empty. So Ma'al Tema, he could say, Omalei, Im Isa the Dach, who, Abraham Israel, you should have planted like other people do that. Kamash Lon, he says, no. Omalei, Chod Arav Akuli Baga, Lemetzid Linter. My whole area, none of them were doing planting that year. And therefore, I don't have to hire my own Shomer. When they plant, they always hire a Shomer. No one should walk in there, and no one should steal anything. So I don't want to have to hire my own watchman. We usually do it together, and everyone else left the fallow. And Vinamin, even if you're the only one leaving a fallow here, still v'hachi nichalei da'av d'tvei. I like it. I have a reason to do it. I want my tvua to be better. And therefore, I left it empty. So therefore, even though not everyone does it, you can have a time that you're doing it. Either because your whole area did it, and therefore you want to save on the shomer fees, or because you hold that it's better for the property. And therefore, if it's avra, ba'asra, the muvri bagi, they leave it empty, then bad it is a chazaka. But if no one in the town did it, no one, then your bottle died. Then you're crazy. That you can't do. It has to be other people do it. And like a part of them, that's what's coming out. Very good shmak. We're coming out that Rav Huna has to be consecutive. But in the event that it's a normal thing to leave it empty, then it doesn't have to be consecutive. But again, you need the 5 years. You need 1, 3, and 5. You need all 5 years. And the Rashbam said an extra knach. They have to have even near in those years, because if not, the guy will come and say, well, I was there. I didn't see anything. So therefore, he did see something. He saw a plowed, and that's enough that you know what's going on. You should have been, my friend.